All righty, Vikings game plan. Pete Bursich, analyst, Vikings Radio Network. Paul Allen, this is 3M tape. We will get to it momentarily, but as you probably have learned during the course of the week, Adrian Peterson had knee surgery on Thursday. Certainly will not play today. I have no idea when he's coming back. Matt Asiata, Jerick McKinnon, Ronnie Hillman, former Broncos now on the team. What do you think of that deal?
Well, it's going to change a lot, and what it's going to change mostly, I think, is how defenses are going to look at the Vikings with Bradford's performance through the air. Our run, I still think, will be efficient, but it's not going to be explosive. It's not going to be a game changer without Adrian.
Yeah.
So we'll see how much attention schematically defenses pay to that.
Now, we also will take a look extensively at Carolina Panthers film, defensively that is, via 3M tape. Matt Khalil, starting left tackle, goes to the IR, needs hip surgery. How does that impact things?
I think it will. I think at the top end, Khalil is a very, very good player. But with the way he's been the last couple weeks with this hip injury, I do think TJ Clemens will be better out at tackle.
3M tape, ah.
We all know that this offense runs through this guy right here, Cam Newton. So whatever they're trying to do, they're running it through him. They're trying to option him. They're trying to do as many things that he can do because he's so physically gifted. Now, this is mostly a play that you see in college. It's just the option up front. They're optioning the defensive end, who does a very, very nice job.
Yep.
This defensive tackle eats up two, which allows a couple of defenders to be free. So, not a well-blocked play, not necessarily a great play, but we'll see later why this play was set up. So, in this case, they pull the guard, the same kind of look, but now they're not optioning even the back. They're giving Cam Newton the ability to run.
Yeah.
And when this linebacker is over the top, you get one guy out of the gap. You have a linebacker here and a safety. So these guys should be fitting up on these two. This linebacker here just overplays it a little bit. You make one little mistake and you give Cam Newton that kind of room and he's going to bust you. Another thing that this offense does real well is they can play action. This is one of the reasons why I want to build the run, even though they don't necessarily run out of the same formations.
Yep.
Greg Olsen, one of the best route running tight ends, he gets up and resets. So they think they have him, and Cam Newton just sets up. Now, as he delivers his ball, you can see the pocket.
Yeah.
I mean, there is nobody around Cam Newton, which allows him to do.
He's going to go deep there, but he has that too.
He does, and he's just going to take the gamble and say, you know what, I'm going to throw it deep.
Wow.
But look at that ball.
Ted Ginn.
You look at this ball. That ball lands somewhere around the 30, and he lets it go at the 20. So that's a 50-plus yard throw in the air, and it's delivered right on the money. So that is a challenge. That's how this offense gets explosive.
Wow.
What we do have, though,
that
we have
nice
corners
pass
that can cover pretty deep. So defensively, the one thing Carolina is doing is they're definitely blitzing more guys. We talk about a guy in the middle, Luke Kuechly.
Yep.
You watch him before this play. He's directing traffic. He's pointing out to the corner telling him, hey, this is it. You're going. But what Denver does, they block it up. They have a bit of a mistake on the pass rush. You just can't quite get there. They have the running back here to hold the linebacker, which opens up this seam
Kubiak
throughout the middle. So when you blitz and you take a guy out of coverage, you allow digs like this to come open. And I think with the quarterback situation that we have now with Bradford, he's going to be able to anticipate those kinds of things and be able to take advantage of that.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of keeping him upright.
And Bradford, with that strong arm, fitting things into tight windows, he should be good at that.
No question about it. We have the receivers to do it. We have the big-bodied receivers to do it. One thing Carolina does do on defense is they like to roll up corners, but they'll play like a quarters over here on the backside.
Yeah.
And what that does a lot of times is it puts the linebacker in coverage deep down the middle of the field. So San Francisco knows that. They see that. They bunch up the receivers.
Kuechly!
So they have four guys. It's like it's the old box. They call it the old box coverage. You have four guys. But now you have Kuechly one-on-one with the tight end and the backside safety. He's just not there fast enough. So now you have this opening. I think
nice pass by Gabbert.
Exactly right.
Holy
this is
cow.
This is a game that Kyle Rudolph could really, really do some damage down the middle of the field. I don't think Kuechly can keep up with Rudolph. Keekly's a good athlete, but he's getting a little long in the tooth. So I do think that we have the advantage when it comes to personnel down the middle of the field.
Kuechly.
So, same kind of thing. Four-man rush. And you'll see this with all these four-man rushes. San Francisco has plenty of time to get rid of this football.
Yeah.
So, again, the same thing. Now you've got him worried about three receivers over here. Take a look at the safety. Watch him. He's looking strong. As soon as Gabbert drops back, he's looking strong. He has no idea that the dig is coming in behind him.
Kirk Coleman.
Boom. So you're not going to necessarily get the deep balls down the middle, per se, but you're going to be able to open up that middle of the field, and I think that's where Rudolph is going to be huge this week in getting bodies and getting people down the middle of the field. Same kind of situation.
Nickel, Robert McClain.
Exactly. These safeties on the inside love to jump the intermediate. So you start damaging them with the tight end. Now what do you have? You have the tight end who's going to run this route in here, pull this safety. This corner is outside shade of the receiver. Yep. So this whole middle of the field is wide open.
Could this be Diggs?
Absolutely right. It could be any one of our receivers. But bam, right there. So great throw by Gabbard, who did look real good. But you look again, you go back, you have four Carolina Panthers all worried about the tight end on the dig.
Yeah.
And then you have one corner on a wide receiver, and he's outside shade.
Maybe Vance McDonald requires quadruple coverage.
Exactly right. But what we do have in our quarterback, Paul, is a guy who can read coverages. We don't see a lot of quarters in the league. I think Carolina, you take advantage of them up the middle on a 3-by-1 set, and then you have to have the answer to it because they're very smart. They will adapt. They will change. You beat them on something, you got to know what's next, just like San Francisco did.